Okay, so before we begin, I'm really delighted to see that some of you are putting your slogans on the document. So on the Padlet, I've created a Google Doc and people are adding to the Google Doc. So I'm going to read them out because they're really lovely. Many of them are very lovely and it will just help us get in the mood for the meditation. So I put the slogan, take life seriously, hold it lightly. Karen, I want to treat each day as if my last, loving, giving, appreciating, enjoying the adventure of it all. Annabeth, just trust. Shandan, obsessing about the pleasant and avoiding the unpleasant does not result in happiness. Miriam, shutting out, lean in. Overwhelm, lean out. There is this and also a whole universe. Claire, remember the gap, fill it with compassion. Merle, all persons are humans. All humans are persons. Sagra Gosha, turning nouns into verbs, broadening attention, exploring deeply, learning and enjoying. Emma, get curious, open to the aliveness of this precious life. It is not about me. Act in the service of something higher. And then Gunilla, inhaling, I take in the whole world. Exhaling, I give myself to the world. Tanya, everyone is being tossed about like a cork bobbing on the sea by their conditioning, as am I. Everyone benefits from a more compassionate version of myself. Maria Jose has written a quote from Shantideva. Whatever befalls me, I shall never disturb. For having been made unhappy, I shall not accomplish what I wish, and my virtues will decline. Why be unhappy about something if it can be remedied? And what is the use of being unhappy about something if it cannot be remedied? And that's verses 9 and 10 from the Patience chapter. Sally, what I feel, others feel. We are all one. Sarah, tend carefully to your seedlings. Allow the roots to spread unhindered. People are typing things in. I've got an anonymous wolverine, an anonymous wolf. I love this about an anonymous lemur. Wow. So I won't read the others out because they're in process, but if you go in later, you can see them all. Very, very beautiful. So it is, it's like that we're creating a poem between us. We're creating our own slogans between us, which is really amazing. And I think, we can sometimes look back to these texts from the past and sort of think that they're all set in stone, but they were created by people out of their practice. So why not create our own slogans and turn them into something that we can all live by? Okay, so we're going to do a practice similar to yesterday. It'll be a five-stage. Sorry, I'm just blocking out Tara, which is very disrespectful. Five-stage practice, the usual metta-bhavana stages. But we'll focus today on what we did this morning, dropping into our own body, our own vedana, the dukkha that arises, all the suffering that arises when we don't respond appropriately. And then we'll move out to the other stages. Breathing in the suffering of being human and breathing out this metta, loving kindness, well wishing. Could I have a cushion, please, somebody? Thank you. So settling into our position as always. Again, you know, really choosing how do you want to position your body. In the Satipatthana Sutta, we get the options of sitting, walking, standing, lying down, which is everything. So if you want some other posture, by all means, feel free. And I always say that the kind of guidelines are to be as comfortable as possible and yet as alert as possible. But I know we've got people here who struggle with painful bodies for one reason or another. So think, oh, what's going to really serve me for this practice? And once you've chosen the position, bringing your awareness to this embodied experience of this position that we've chosen and beginning to rest and arrive. Allowing the body to receive the support of the floor, of the chair, of the bed, of the planet. Yielding. Being like bamboo, very rooted, and yet pliable, flexible. Seeing if we can have a sense of the body being pliable and flexible rather than rigid. And always resting inside breathing, deep inside the body. Just going to drop in a poem from Bhante called The Unseen Flower. Compassion is far more than emotion. It is something that springs up in the emptiness, which is when you yourself are not there, so that you do not know anything about it. Nobody, in fact, knows anything about it. If they knew it, it would not be compassion. But they can only smell the scent of the unseen flower that blooms in the heart of the void. Feeling into the Chintamani in the heart. And it might be presenting as a jewel, it might be presenting as a sense or a feeling of spaciousness, openness, mystery. In fact, somewhere Bhante said that what he thought would be a really good translation for shunyata would be mystery. But having this in the heart as a resource to bring into the practice, this perspective, this view of boundless, endlessly creative awareness. Big mind, blue sky mind, blue sky heart. And dropping very deeply inside our experience. Noticing any contraction that's present through pushing away pain or grasping onto pleasure or closing down around the neutral. And breathing that in with an attitude of kindliness and breathing out release, love, compassion towards ourselves. We're tipping into overwhelm, we can broaden. We're a bit numb, stuck. Soften, soften, soften with breathing and come a little closer with curiosity. Staying grounded, centered, kindly towards ourselves. Opening our awareness to include a friend. Choosing someone quickly, maybe someone from the retreat that you feel positive towards, or someone from home. Someone for whom the engagement is quite alive, is natural interest. Let's take them in and give them the gift of our attention, our awareness, our presence. Seeing if our ideas about this person can fall away. We just take them in just as they are. Just as they are presenting themselves to our imagination right now. Really feeling, reflecting how they are embodied, just like us. And they're breathing, just like us. And they have a constant sort of cascade of Vedana pouring through the moments. Some unpleasant, some pleasant, some dull, some neutral. And they'll have all kinds of habits of automatically shutting down around this experience, either pushing away the unpleasant, jumping onto the pleasant, going dull around the neutral, with all the extra suffering that follows. We're so alike. So breathing in awareness of the sorrow that comes with all these habitual reactions to Vedana. Breathing in compassion and breathing out metta, well-wishing, love, kindliness. If you want to, you could see their suffering, their reactive suffering, and the unpleasant Vedana is like a smoky cloud. As we breathe in, we're releasing them from this cloud. We're breathing it into this great expanse in our own hearts, where it gets transformed through our wish, through our aspiration, into moonlight. And on the out breath, the moonlight pours into their body, heart, and mind and frees them from suffering. And all the ways that you long for freedom from suffering for yourself, you now wish this for your friend, because they are just like you. Allowing the image or the feeling for the friend to gently fade, and let's just check in on ourselves. How's the body? Do you need to move a little bit? Noticing any contraction that's building, attending to that. With this quality of kindliness, release, openness. How's your breathing? How the diaphragms. And then when you're ready, opening awareness, expanding awareness to include a neutral person. And again, maybe someone from the retreat, and we've clocked them by sight, but we haven't had contact with them, or we don't particularly like or dislike them yet. If we're honest, they may be a little bit like an object to us rather than a fellow human. So let's spend some time bringing them to life, letting them into awareness as an image or a feeling, resting in their presence, giving them the gift of our presence. They too are a whole universe of experience. They have a body, breathing, and the body has sensations, has Vedana, some of it unpleasant, some of it pleasant, some of it dull, pouring through the moments like a kind of torrent of impressions. And then they will have all kinds of ways of reacting. Pushing away, pulling towards, going round and round in circles, just like us. On the in-breath, breathing in the smoky light of these reactions with a very strong heart wish of compassion. May you be free of that suffering. Breathing out moonlight, may you be well and happy. May you know fulfillment in your spiritual life. Allowing the image or the feeling or the presence of this person to fade. Checking in on ourselves for a few moments if this contraction building and breathing that in and breathing out, release, yielding, softening, opening, letting go of the tight fist into the open hand of presence or awareness. Need to move a little bit, then by all means do so. To keep it soft, keep it pliable. If you're dull and sleepy, perhaps you could brighten your awareness by breathing higher in the body, sense of breathing in vitality. If you're scatty, restless, then you could drop your awareness lower in the body. Now let's invite somebody that we find difficult into our field of awareness. Somebody that we react to in a way they're fairly innocent. It's our own reactivity that makes us dislike them or find them difficult. So inviting them in as an image, feeling. Seeing if we can soften the wall that we create between us and them of our own defensiveness, our own dislike, and just let them arrive as a fellow human. Embodied, breathing in and out, experiencing the whole array of Vedana, unpleasant, pleasant, neutral. And maybe the things we dislike about them are a consequence of their own discomfort, their own unpleasant experience, who knows? But we can be sure that they will have habits of closing down, shutting down, contraction. Pushing away the unwanted, crushing the pleasant with grasping, dulling around the neutral, and that they will experience suffering as a consequence, just as we do. Breathing in awareness of this truth, of their suffering, and breathing out loving kindness to this fellow human being. We can see it as breathing in smoky light, breathing out moonlight if we want to. Remember, you don't have to like this person. But just opening our hearts to their humanity and all that we have in common. Just checking that you're not forcing or straining. It's a natural breath with this quality of intention. Breathing in compassion, breathing out loving kindness. Just riding the natural breath. Now, holding all four people in our awareness, our field of awareness, oneself, the friend, the neutral person, the person we find difficult. So staying embodied, staying grounded, staying centered, and opening our awareness to include the other three people. As an image of feeling, whatever works for you. Knowing that we all are embodied, we're all breathing and we all experience the whole cascade of Vedana through every single moment of our lives. We all tend to automatically react and we all have the potential to be free of that. And we have that potential equally. So breathing in acknowledgement of how we suffer, breathing out loving kindness, may we be free of that. May we know the heart's release. What's it like to let go of preference? Preferencing the friend over the person we find difficult. What would it be like to have much more of a sense of even-mindedness, even-heartedness? Seeing into our equality, we are all equally expressions of flow. Little passing condensations of the radiant nature of reality. And opening to include everybody here. There's now 72 of us, or 74 of us. So very, very alike. As for me, so for you. As for me, so for everyone. Breathing in this common tendency we have to harden against experience and cause suffering, and breathing out a longing for all of us to be free of that. Seeing if we can care as much about everyone else as we do for ourselves. Now allowing our awareness to open to include everyone, 7 billion humans on the planet, and perhaps all the other sentient creatures. All continually shuffling away from pain and shuffling towards pleasure, shuffling round and round in circles of confusion. Breathing in awareness of that with this big heart. Breathing out love, well-wishing. Longing for beings to be free of these sort of blind impulses to use awareness to find peace and happiness and freedom of heart, freedom of mind. Gets a bit much, just releasing back, relaxing, softening, opening. Maybe being aware of sound, being aware of the whole body. And if you're still turning away, you're a bit cut off, you're a bit hard, just leaning in a little bit more, getting curious, feeling into the shared experience of being alive. And into this space, let's recite the transference of merit and self-surrender. Just really take in the words. So we'll do it in unison here. You can join in at home. May the merit gained in my acting thus go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings. My personality throughout my existences, my possessions, and my merit in all three ways, I give up without regard to myself for the benefit of all beings, just as the earth and other elements are serviceable in many ways to the infinite number of beings. Inhabiting limitless space, so may I become that which maintains all beings situated throughout space, so long as all have not attained to peace. Thank you.